Shin Samach Gimel Sif Ches. The Mechaber says, Alech in the Yimei of Atzi Asherah. Asherah wood, Avodah Zarah wood is kosher. And Mishnah Berurah explains that even though usually something that's Asherah, it's Avodah Zarah, there's a Klav Ksusim Michta Shirei, since it's meant to get burnt, we imagine as if it's burnt, it doesn't have any shear, any size to it. Here, you don't really need a shear, because Alechi, like we said previously, can even be a kosher, a mashu of thickness. And you can ask, but it doesn't need a shear, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. Mishnah Berurah says, you're right, but since Kimei so thin, Chazar would not machmer on such a small thing over here that it's tall and thin like that, that we should ksusim mich to shira in it. And Bechlal, he says, there's another factor here also, because Lechi, what's ksusim mich to shira? That would get burned down. Well, if it got burned, it would be turned to Eifer, turned to ashes. And ashes also can be used for a Lechi, as long as it won't get taken away by the wind. So therefore, the fact that it's meant to be burnt is not going to take away from its kashrus as a Lechi. Now you can ask, but Havazari, now it'll be nenef using it as a machitza, Lechi as a tarius machitza. But no, he says on the practical basis, he's not really using it, not physically being nenef. Halachically, it's creating a head to tilt, but there's no physical hana you're having from it, and therefore it's fine. Siftas, the Machaber discussed some interesting scenarios of a Lechi that's near Bechutz of Oim Mefnim, or near Mefim Oim Mechutz. Near Bechutz Oim Mefnim means you could tell from the outside is a Lechi, from the inside you can't tell it's really being a Lechi, it looks like part of the wall. You can't tell there's something additional as a Lechi, or the opposite, you can only tell from the inside, from the outside, I think it's part of the wall. Either one's good enough. As long as from one side or the other, you can tell there's something here, but it's Lechi, it serves as a Lechi and it's kosher. So if you have the Machaber says that if the Lechi is 3 tefachim or more away from the wall, so it doesn't have lovud, or it starts more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's possible, we really mentioned this before, Mishnah Berurah points out, Sivav, it's repeating it here, show you it's the Yikuva, that if there's 3 tefachim or more between the wall and the Lechi, it's not love to the wall, it's no good. Or 3 tefachim more off the ground, that's no better than the mechitza that starts 3 tefachim more off the ground. That's a mechitza shekadim bikim boy, that goats go underneath it. It's not considered a mechitza, it doesn't work. Only if it's less than 3 tefachim separation to the wall onto the ground, then you have love and then it's good. Sifid Aleph, the Mechaber says that even if you did not make it Shem Lachi, it just happened to be here on its own for some funny reason, a stick was stuck in the ground on its own, it also works for a Lachi. As long as before Shabbos, you're planning on using it as a Lachi. If you're not planning using it from before Shabbos as Lachi, let's say it was a different Lachi that we had used in the past, and the other Lachi falls on Shabbos, now all of a sudden Shabbos, oh, we better use this one now for Lachi, then it doesn't work. But the Ramah says that if there's no other Lachi there, then the stomach, the assumption is you're planning to use this as a Lachi because you don't have anything else, so that's good enough. The stomach's good enough. You don't have to be fair to say, I am being Semich on this as a Lachi. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you clearly had in mind not to be Semich on this one, even if there's no other one there, it's no good. For example, if the previous Shabbos, this was the only Lechi there, and there's no other one there, and you did not use it because you're uncomfortable using it, so that does not work the next Shabbos, unless before Shabbos you decide, this is what we're using as a Lechi. Otherwise, it cannot serve as a Lechi, Timat, Tilto, and the Malvin. See, if you're Beis, a Lechi that came by itself, even if you're Semich on Erev Shabbos, you're planning on using it, therefore it's kosher as a Lechi. If the Malvi is more than 8 Amos wide, so if the Lechi is 4 Amos or longer in its length, or you want to say in its width, it doesn't work as a Lechi anymore. You have to have another Lechi to mount to you. Put the other Lechi at the other end, or put the Lechi next to this 4-amah wall / Lechi, but a little thicker, a little thinner, sticking out a little bit, that's nicker, that's not part of the Mechitza as a Lechi. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Lech over here, that once something's 4 amahs, it doesn't look like a Lechi. It looks like a Mechitza. It's working with Taurus Mechitza. And as Mechitza can only work if it's Oim Ruba Aparats, or it's Parats Oim, if the Pirats and Oim are the same. But if it's parts of Oimid, if the Pirtza, let's say, have 4.5 amas of Pirtza and 4 amas of Oimid of this wall / Lechi, it doesn't work out to Mechitza, it's parts of Oimid. To let it work out to Lechi, 4 amas to raise Teres Mechitza. It doesn't have a Teres Lechi. You have to put another Lechi at the other end, or next to this one, a little bit thicker, a little thinner, to show that it's a separate item. The Ramah says, though, if you put this 4 amma piece here, the Shem Lechi, so it has a color, everyone knows it's made of the Shem Lechi, so even if it's 4 amas wide, that's good enough. Even more than 4 amas. The point is, if you stole the vek, you made it, put it in the Shem Lechi, so that's good enough. It grew as a Lechi. Only Lechi Eilav that came on its own cannot be used as a Lechi if it's 4 amos or more. But if you put it here b'taras Lechi, then it could work as a Lechi regardless of how big it is, regardless of the size.